Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
There's more children with disabilities outside of the school system that are actually in the school system. So that is our highest concern, our biggest priority in terms of our lobby and advocacy. The department is currently aware of it, and in some provinces it's going a bit better than in other. But it is something which is not high enough on the priority list as far as we as civil society organizations are concerned.
Why do you think then that there's such a high number of learners with disabilities not in the education system? Is it because current educational spaces are not equipped enough to cater for learners with disabilities?
Current educational settings are not equipped. That's the first. We feel that if mainstream schools can get enough support, if they can be educated training, and if the schools can be sensitized about inclusion and reasonable accommodation, and not just talking about physically getting into the school with a wheelchair, but also the learning materials, the support, and the attitudes and the knowledge, then it can work to a very large extent. It's also ignorance of educators and of local and district departments of education officials that sometimes think that somebody is uneducable or untrainable when it's not the case. It's simply because people are not trained or do not have the understanding. It's also because some children with impairments are staying in rural areas where there's no schools for them that could cater for the specific needs. And then the schools that are maybe in that province are already full, or the hostels are full.
What do you propose are ways to overcome it?
I think there must be more collaboration in terms of Department of Education, not like deciding on their own what they're going to do, how they're going to try and solve it. And civil society also not trying to solve it on their own, and each one has their own little lobby group. Some people are starting their own schools, and we understand their frustration. There must really be an altruistic move to say, this is what must happen for the children. Let the adults now forget about who's going to take the glamour and the power, and let's work together.
Well, taking all of this into account then, you know, how would you advocate for young people with disabilities to be recognized as youth of South Africa? Because the criticism is that around Youth Month celebrations and Youth Month engagements, they're often sidelooked.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's the National Youth Development Agency, which is essentially the structure that gets a lot of funding from government and elsewhere, and who's moving on youth issues. And I must say, they've invited youth with disabilities at ample occasions to come and state their case to assist in developing the pillars that's very relevant for persons with disabilities and to get that inclusion in other youth matters. And then as soon as that consultative session is over, then the National Youth Development Agency will just carry on with their next function and their next engagement without inviting even youth with disabilities, let alone include youth with disabilities in the leadership of these structures. So it really starts totally at the top.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.